This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The British capital is trying to return to normal today, one day after the worst attack on London since World War II. Buses and subway trains are running once again, with some delays and some lines closed, and people are slowly returning to work. These commuters spoke to the BBC earlier this morning.
If you don't go into work, then you let them win, really, so carry on as normal.
What happened yesterday was sad, but we want to show resolve to say everything is back to normal, and that's what we intend to do.
I'm heading home at the moment. I've been out all night at my friend's house because I couldn't get home last night, so I'm just going home now to get changed and come back to work.
Nearly 40 people were killed yesterday and some 700 injured when a series of bombs struck London's transportation system during the morning rush hour. British police remain on high alert and are providing extra security throughout the city today. The investigation into the attacks is in high gear. John O'Connor, formerly of Scotland Yard, says investigators have a lot of work ahead of them.
The main difficulty they've got is sifting through the crime scene, which deep in the underground is still a very dirty, horrible job to be doing. And they need to get what evidence they can from that. They need to find out what type of explosives were used. That would indicate where the terrorists may have come from.
We turn now to Nick Fielding, who is a senior correspondent for the Sunday Times of London newspaper. Welcome.
Good morning.
What is known at this point about the attacks?
Well, it's I think, very sketchy. We've obviously had one claim so far by an organization which is unknown in the past, calls itself Al-Qaeda's secret organization in Europe. Because it's the only claim so far, it is being taken seriously, and it does have some elements that appear to link it with Islamists. It appeared on a website that's known to carry these kind of messages. However, there are also doubts about it. I should add, incidentally, that in previous attacks, even on New York, on Madrid, Al-Qaeda has not generally come out and claimed these attacks in its own name. The Madrid attacks, for example, were named after the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade, again, a previously unknown organization. So I think that the security services are going to be searching very long and hard to try and find out precisely who carried this out. And one thing that will help them, certainly, will be when they understand what kind of explosives were used in the attack.
Are British authorities saying anything about their investigation at this early stage of the game?
They're being very tight-lipped about their investigation, as one would expect, in a sense. But they will be desperately looking for clues. And I think the main clues are going to emerge from the full forensic examination of all the four bomb sites, which is being carried out at this moment and will be done, no doubt, very diligently using the expertise gathered over many years in investigating incidents connected to Northern Ireland.
Can you describe the mood for us in the city today?
Well, it's a remarkable thing. I mean, I drove right across the city last night, late last night, and it was almost deserted. It was very eerie. There was nobody on the streets. There was very little traffic. Obviously, all the public transport was down at that time. And then I drove in this morning to be met by fairly substantial traffic jams and certainly an air and an appearance of business as usual. And it was quite a dramatic change in the course of these last 18 hours or so. So I wouldn't like to say at this stage that things are returning to normal entirely, but there is certainly a spirit of the idea of carry on and business as normal.
Nick Fielding is senior correspondent for the Sunday Times of London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.